The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm David Remnick, and this is the New Yorker Radio Hour. The restaurant business, as any of you who are in it know, is impossible, especially in a place like New York where rents are high and tastes are fickle. So a restaurant like Sylvia's stands out. Sylvia's has been in Harlem for more than a half a century, and if the menu changes, you'd barely notice. It sticks to the basics of soul food, fried chicken and catfish and oxtails. Sylvia's is on Malcolm X Boulevard, just north of 125th Street, pretty much the heart of Harlem. Gentrification is changing this neighborhood, with a lot of the old businesses being squeezed out by higher rents, not to mention many residents. But Sylvia's, it seems to be booming. Tour buses regularly pull up and send in dozens of customers from all over the world. And the place is still run by the descendants of the original owner, Sylvia Woods.
Oh, good. This is my father, Kenneth Woods. He's our CEO.
So this property has gotten so much bigger over the years. The original is where, and then how did it spread?
So, Dad, you wanna start?
Trace said from two lots, and the second lot was where we opened in '62, Johnson's Luncheonette. After the riots in '67. The owners of this property, it was a hardware store and the Uptown Bar was here, came to my mom and dad and said,
We're out of here. Basically, the block is yours.
Yeah, and my brother Van, who...
He's our business development person. Everybody was moving out and he was saying, retain.
So in 1967, when there were riots around here, what did the block look like? What kind of businesses were here? Because the change... is immense. There was no Planet Fitness, there was no Staples, and there certainly was no Red Rooster.
But you know, the thing about it is a lot of generation tend to forget the 50s and the 60s. Harlem was still, it was a lot of businesses through, you know, all up and down this avenue, up and down 125th Street, you know.
Small businesses, not chains, not box stores.
It was a lot of small businesses, a lot of... restaurant, bars, cleaners, meat markets, the whole nine yards.
Sure.
The mid-60s came, you know, this upheaval, you know, drugs and things of that nature that kind of changed the whole mechanism. I mean, it wasn't just Harlem that it was happening in. It was the whole city, you know.
How did Sylvia's manage to survive the upheaval?
Because she was such a people person. She loved... people and she loved Harlem. As a matter of fact, I have a picture of the day after the riot. That restaurant was about the only thing that was not touched. All other storefronts.
I think it was because it was such a cherished institution. It was only 5 years old.
Right. It was only 5 years old, but she was such a community individual, you know.
So now the talk, sometimes the anxiety about Harlem, in some corners anyway, is about... the opposite, about a different kind of possible threat and a boom at the same time, which is to say that the economics and the face of Harlem is changing. There's gentrification going on. Do you own the real estate or do you lease everything?
We own all our real estate.
Preserves your future, right?
Yes. Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, we would have been somewhat caught up in the same casualty. So that's how the gentrification, on the one hand, is this new rise, but on the other hand, you losing all of these fantastic, great institutions. That's the sadness of it. You can look at it positively. I think it has really increased the amount of traffic.
So it's a good thing for you.
Oh, it's been really positive for Sylvia's. We've been blessed and fortunate enough to have our real estate so we can somewhat manage the high cost of leasehold, things of that nature.
Come, let's go in.
So in 67, this is where the restaurant moved to. So this is what I remember, you know, as a kid, that we had booths on the side and this massive counter and a grill. So this was Sylvia's. This was it.
This was it.
This
like
was
a,
it.
A typical luncheonette-sized
exactly.
place.
Table for four?
Let's look at a menu.
And were you raised to do this? Is it a family business in the sense that everybody in the family knows that this is what they're going to be involved in?
Well, here's the thing. We all had to grow up, as we call it, grown-up Sylvia's, in the sense that as soon as we were old enough to see over the height of the table, we had to be able to clean that table, clear dishes, ask the guests if they wanted more water.
Did you learn to cook too?
Yeah, we learned to cook. My dad grew up in the kitchen. And after he finished in the kitchen, then he went to become our CEO. But my dad can burn. I mean, we can all burn, but he's like legit.
Tell me about the neighborhood when you were a kid as opposed to the neighborhood now. What characterizes the change?
Oh, my gosh.
And what stayed the same?
When I was a small child.
And that was when? You'll forgive me for asking, but when was
this
that?
This was in the early 80s. The neighborhood was a bit intimidating. But there was still this energy. People just lined up singing, rapping, drums playing. It was just really, really energetic. And it was a lot of people that knew our family. So it made you feel safe. You knew that someone was looking out for you, and everyone knew, oh, those are Sylvia's grandkids.
And that changed? How did 125th Street in the neighborhood change?
Oh, my goodness. When 125th Street started to change, it was a heartache. When Rainbow Records closed, I cried. There was no other place like that. That was really sad. And that was kind of like the beginning of the gentrification really showing itself. And it was tough.
And what are the perils of gentrification for Harlem? Is it the peril of moving people out, the peril of small businesses, the peril of it becoming more boring in some way?
Well, it's definitely a combination of all of the above. I remember thinking that, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to have a Disney store on 125th Street. That should be pretty cool. But it didn't last. Just didn't answer to what the community really needed. And
you're like a big small business.
Yeah, yes. We're a big small business. We're a small business, but we have 100 employees. So that's what
So in a way you have competition from other restaurants, but no competition when it comes to being a social, political, and cultural center.
Absolutely. Back in the day, mm-hmm. all of the politicians in the neighborhood, Congressman Rangel, Patterson, then Governor Patterson, and Pataki, everyone has had meetings. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one thing that the restaurant is known for. Is known for a place where if there's issues that are going on in the community, they would come and go behind closed doors.
But out in the open here at the big table.
Yeah, but with a little discretion.
And biscuits and
fried chicken and collard greens.
That's Trinesse Woods Black at Sylvia's, the restaurant her grandmother opened in Harlem. We also heard from her father, Kenneth Woods.